Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discali episode. It is February 14th, 2025. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. It is such a lovely day here in Vancouver. It's nice and sunny. It's not as cold as it's been, which is nice. And I'm also incredibly out of breath because I had to run a little bit since my bus was just a little bit tardy, but we are here and we are live. Before I do get into this new Discali episode, I want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, the Coast Salish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Ooh, it is a new Friday. It is the Friday before students here at UBC go into reading break, which means I am also going into reading break myself. I just finished like a really like heavy week of pure midterms. It was kind of brutal, but we are here. We are back to do a new episode. As you might have remembered from my last episode, I actually did have a midterm right after my show, but today I do not, thankfully, and I will be here today for the entirety of the show. I'm super excited, too, because I have a very special surprise for you guys later today. At about 11:40, I am bringing in my discovered, quote-unquote, discovered artist of the week, Femi Jr. I have him in here today to run us through some of his music, as well as have a little bit of an interview. So that should be a fun time. But for now, we can get into how the show works. If you're new here on Discali, basically how we work the show here, for about two-thirds of the show, we talk about a pretty mainstream artist. We talk about a specific album of theirs. We go through the discography, we kind of dabble into the discourse of their music, and we also just kind of have fun. We talk about some of the tea, some of the drama, if there's anything cool about the artist, and we also run through the track list of that album that I have chosen, and we just have fun with the music and give our opinions. We talk about the record pressings, and then we also have kind of like a fun time. Today we will be doing the mainstream artist, who is Rema. Rema was actually born Divine Ikubor. I think that's how you pronounce it. But Divine is such a crazy name. I love that name. Honestly, I was talking with my friend Leela, and I was like, you know what would be crazy? If instead of being Rema, Rema could have just kept his name as Divine, which that would be so cool. Like, imagine like the artist, like, here, please introduce Divine. Honestly, that would be crazy. But yes, his name is Divine Ikubor, who was born on May 1st, 2000, which to me, I thought he was a little bit older, not exactly like born in the 21st century. But that means he's actually the same age as my brother, I'm pretty sure. Yes, because he hasn't turned 25 yet, but I think he's 24. He's born in Benin City, Edo, Nigeria. So he's Nigerian, so that should be cool. So obviously, mainly Nigerian artists will go into Afrobeats and Afro, what he calls Afro Wave. So that's super cool. So that will be the genre that we're going to be talking about today. His nicknames are Rema, Remy Boy, and Rave Lord, which is pretty cool. He's been active since 2019 until now. So he's still running music, producing music, making music, performing. It's super exciting. He is a singer-songwriter, a rapper, and also a model. I think he's actually walked the YSL runway, which is pretty cool. The genres that he does is Afrobeats, Afrobeat, Afro Rave, hip-hop, pop rap, and trap. I love a good Afrobeat. I think it's just so culturally rich. It has such power, and it just has such a nice groove and movement to it that it's just so fun and so exciting, and I love it so much. Whenever I hear an Afrobeat, I just like want to get on the dance floor, and I just want to start dancing. There's just something about it that like sparks kind of like a feeling of like movement and joy. So I can't wait to get into Rema for today. He is under the label record, like I guess kind of internationally, but mainly in America, under Interscope Records. And he also was, or I'm pretty sure he might still be, under the record company in Nigeria called John Zing. But yeah, so that's pretty cool. Imagine having like one at home and one here. I mean, like that's pretty dope. And then he has two albums that he has released so far. I don't know how to pronounce this. Heis. He released it in 2024. And then he released Raven Roses in 2022, which I'm pretty sure was his debut album. The album that we will be talking about today is actually his debut album, not his most recent album, Raven Roses, because that's actually the album that I got most into. And he also has his single, like the most popular, the one that blew up, skyrocketed in popularity, called Calm Down, Not the one featuring Selena, because that was actually released after, but the original version of Calm Down. This album was released on March 25th, 2022, so it has been almost 3 years ago. It's under the genres of Afrofusion and Afro Rave. If you don't know what Afro Rave is, it's actually a concept that he coined, apparently that he coined, that mixes Arabian and Indian music and sound and brings it together as well with Afro beats and kind of like mixes it all. So that's super cool. I actually never knew that Rema actually kind of dabbled in Arabian and Indian music. I just kind of, I guess, generalized his music to be Afro beats because that's kind of what I felt and what my brain kind of went to immediately. But, I mean, sometimes taking a listen into different songs off of this album, sometimes I'm like, you know what? Like, I think he's right. I think this is, I guess, his Afro rave. And the three singles off of this album were Soundgasm, Calm Down, and FYN. Whew, okay. We just ran through Rema. We ran a little bit through who he is, what he does, and his album, Rave and Roses. So to get us started today, we will be starting with the song Divine, which I think is pretty cool because, I mean, Divine is, you know, his name. But this is actually one of the songs that I very much loved off of the album when I first took a listen to it. It is the first track, and it actually goes into the next track called Hold Me, which is Rema and Six Lack. I kind of want to, I'm debating if I want to play that transition. The only thing is that will be off air for a bit. You know what? We'll talk about Divine, and then we can go into Hold Me featuring Six Lack. You're listening to CITR, Discali, and this is Divine by Rema.
May nobody come against what me I believe in. If you come against my vision, you know that it's treason. It's been a long time I had this feeling I was chosen. Situations that I came across made my heart frozen. Mama told me she was worried when I was in her belly. She said she and my brother and my sister okie dokie. Then it took her 4 years before she even took it. Came a detox of blood that was the sign she was ready. She said I never kicked, she said I never turned. She said I never cause any discomfort. And she know they at ease. For like 9 months, he be like, say this speaking no angry, come out. Say me, I dey a peace, I no even apply no force. And then she had it, thought that maybe there might be a cause. Oh yeah, she started worrying about a lot. She went to the hospital with her no remorse. And then she met her doctor. Doctor, tell me what is happening to my son. Am I being attacked by a rival? It's not making sense, what do I do? She said, doctor, I'm not feeling fine. Tell me this could be a sign. And he said it is time. She gave birth and named me Divine. Divine. My destiny, I fight battles when nobody ever see. Aside this industry with God company, me I go kaku, so make everybody see. Scripts with God mark you and cancel it. English no correct, may nobody bother me. You can laugh at me, told that no me God cover me. Yeah. My mama day steady cast and bind me. I give her joy every single time. Now me they make her dance like a cook a kinda. As I dey grind, every single time now she dey my mind. She dey send me prayer where dey keep me tight. I pity anybody will follow me fight. Oh yes I felt pain when I lost my father. Oh yes I felt pain when I lost my brother. Oh yes I felt weight stacking on my shoulder. Almost he kept growing as I got older. Your voice in my head told me I'm a soldier. Then I remember the time mama named me Divine. Divine.
Welcome back. I let you guys listen to the transition there from Divine into Hold Me, just because I think it's a pretty cool little transition in there. Welcome back to Discali. We were just listening to Divine by Rema. Something that I wanted to talk about first in, I guess, mainly African music and Afro beats is that they have their own type of like slang that they use when they sing in English. Sometimes to me, I feel like sometimes they're like speaking in their language when in fact they're actually like speaking in English, just that in like a slang kind of way, so that like it kind of has like a, like, I don't know how to talk about it, but it kind of has like a better flow with, I guess, maybe like their accent, or this could also be like a slang that comes to be because of their accent. One of the ones that I noticed very clearly is instead of saying, you know, it's, you know, and it's Y-U-N-N-O instead of you as in like Y-O-U and then N-O. It's Y-U-N-N-O, which is pretty cool. Or as I day in this industry with God Company, day D-E-Y, I'm pretty sure he's trying to say as I say or as I do, maybe. But that's like pretty much slang. To my understanding, but that also could be a word in Nigerian. I'm quite unsure. Or also in like this lyric right here, I give her joy every single time. O, and then it's just the letter O. So that's, yeah. I mean, I kind of like it. It kind of adds like a different like cultural aspect to it and to the music. And it kind of, yeah, it definitely gives it a better flow, because instead of like very much being limited and restricted to syllable cuts in the English language, it kind of just gives it like a better flow, because I mean the song itself has a really nice flow and a very danceable rhythm to it that like when it ends up coming to a lyrical decision in how to kind of space them out, I feel like sometimes it's the right choice to like kind of have like these slang terms or even just like elongate a vowel, even if that means that that vowel will become independentized from the actual word. Or independent from the actual word. Sorry, I don't know if independentize is an actual word. But yes, that was Divine. I really like it. I honestly kind of, at one point, I think he's, you know, playing with the word divine. I mean, obviously he's talking about himself and talking about like kind of like his name, but also alluding to actually the word divine and its actual definition of like something that's like divine, something that's like of high prestige, something that is like really nice. You know what I mean? But yeah, going down the track list, we have Hold Me by Rema and Six Lack. So we'll listen to it. We'll come back, talk about it a little bit. And yeah, just keep going down and having some fun. You're listening to Discali, and this is Hold Me by Rema.
Slow down, down. This my girl very low. This low, I never seen before. Body vibrates when she give me touch. She said I'm gifted, yeah, very gifted, yeah. She said not only me be the deep end. She said not only me they make her as well. She did thank Jah for my existence. We close down, down. Can't you see the sign close down? Ain't no other girl is allowed. If you play silly games, it's a foul. She my girlfriend, I'm a partner. Now she a go carry me my mama. Girlie don't sneeze, she's a gangster. She the type of girlie when no day for banter. First day, she no day to order. Ask for the bitch, she bring a card out. Even the money, no day for her account. She still try, she still Bugatti matter. She no get big nya, she no get big breasts. She no they even try to they impress. Now only true love be her interest. I go take a matter serious like project. Oh baby, oh me. Now you they go me down, baby, go me. Nobody down me, oh baby, down me. I be your Romeo, you be my Julie. Oh baby, oh me, oh baby, oh me. Now you they go me down, baby, go me. Nobody down me.
yeah. But let's move back, I know this, yeah, yeah. I know the fine love, I get it, pray, yeah, yeah. Pray, yeah, yeah. Look into my eyes. Tell me that you love me, do not lie, yeah, yeah. Many other girls, they brag with them guys. You know they show you bruises with their makeup, they hide, yeah. My girl no like drama, drama, whoa, whoa. Fine like Madonna, Donna, whoa, whoa. My friends say they holla, holla, whoa, whoa. Say this love, it they shock em, shock em. So why no go shock me, no go shock me. I don't buy the one, we they very hard to see. No be fancy. This love, it they for yeah. Oh me, oh baby, oh me. Now you they call me down, now you they call me down. Oh they love me, oh baby, oh me. I be your homie, oh you be my Julie. Oh baby, oh me.
But I get you out your gown. Go crazy, but only when you say. Lost in your love like a maze. You know that I only wanna taste. Got me in shock like a taste. Oh baby, hold me, oh baby, hold me. And we gon' shine together just like a rollie. Might have to shoot up the spot, Montana Tony. I'll be your Romeo, be my Julie.
Electronica, and we love electronic music such as
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Qatari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
All right, welcome back. That was Rema and Six Lack with Hold Me. Honestly, that song is just basically a love letter. It's a love song. I really like some of like the, what are they called? So some of the symbolisms that they use, like I Want to Shine Bright like a Rollie, and then the way they rhyme that with Hold Me, and then like I'll be the Romeo to your Julie. I think that was pretty cool. But that was more of like a chiller song. I would say also like leaning more into hip hop. So like, yeah, like that kind of like mix of like Afrobeat and hip hop, as well as I think I might've gotten like a little bit of like, I guess I can kind of maybe see the influence of Indian music. I'm really trying to pay attention a lot, but I'm kind of having a little bit of difficulty. So I'm going to keep trying my best. The next song that I want to play for you guys is a song called, I think, Mara. M-A-R-A, off of Raves and Roses by Rema. Before we get too into this album, I do want to say, or I do want to tell you guys a little story about when I actually saw Rema live. I saw Rema last year in July 2024, I saw him in London. I went to London, and my days just kind of lined up for when the Wireless Music Festival was happening in Finsbury Park, and I decided to get tickets because these headliners were insane. For me personally, it was Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat, and I think one of the other days was 21 Savage, but I only ended up going for Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat. But on, I think, the day of Doja, I think it was Doja, Rema played Rema came out. He was a great singer, great performer. He had his dancers, his backup dancers. Everything was crazy. The only thing was, and the only complaint I actually have to Wireless, and not actually Rema, was that they cut his set. They were running a little bit behind because that day they actually had to switch up the entire schedule because the same day that it was the last day of Wireless, which was Doja, was the same day that England was versing Spain in like the, I think, European Cup or something. And so everyone had everyone had a holiday basically that afternoon. Every store closed at like 5 or 7. Everyone had to be gone. And so Wireless was actually ending at 7 p.m., which was so weird to me because I'm just like a music festival is ending in the daylight. I'm just like, that can't be real. But that means everyone's set had to be moved up. And so that means, I guess, like there might have been some like timing difficulties or whatever. But unfortunately, that meant that some artists had to be cut early, I'm guessing. And Rema was unable to sing Calm Down. And that was like his biggest song, is his biggest song. And I was just so sad because like as much as I was enjoying his other music, 100%, I did really want to hear Calm Down live because he just had like the crowd moving. Everyone is like basically in love with him. He has everyone like at the barricade being like, Rema, 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 Rema. And it was just crazy. And we just wanted to party with Rema. Like, that was it, but it's okay. And then, unfortunately, I'm guessing they probably booed, like, the stage managers and everything, but obviously the crowd started booing, which was a little bit sad. But yeah, it is what it is. But that was my experience seeing Rema live. I hope to see him again when he maybe comes to Vancouver, or maybe I go back to London. You never know. But yeah, that was pretty cool. But yes, the next song I want to play for you guys is Mara. Before we come back, talk a little bit about the record pressings, and then conclude our mainstream artist of the week and introduce our interview for this week. You're listening to Discali on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Amara by Rema.
Thank you.
And welcome back. That was Mara by Rema. I think either vibes might be a tagline to something, because we can also hear that song in Calm Down, which is actually our next song. But we can hear it in the beginning. It's like vibes. My friend Leela and I sometimes like, we have a little joke surrounding it, because when we first listened to Calm Down, like the vibes kind of caught us off guard. So whenever we actually think something is vibes, we always go vibes, like trying to like mimic the tagline. But speaking of taglines, Rema actually has his tagline of his own. It's another banger. You can usually hear that. You'll hear that in Calm Down, but usually you can hear that in most of his songs. He usually uses it to tease new music, or just kind of like, you know, label his music as his own. Tagline, if you don't know what it is basically like a line or a quote unquote a lyric in a song that's implemented in most artists' songs to basically show that it's their work or to show that they worked on it. Some examples can be Metro Boomin. Metro Boomin has like one that's Metro Boomin Wants Some More. Who's another one? Oh, Gaga. Gaga's tagline is that she actually implements her name into most songs. Like her recent song, Abracadabra. She says, Abracadabra, Abba Unana, Abra Unana, Abra Ugaga, which is pretty cool. But yeah, that's basically what a tagline is. But without further ado, we're going to wrap up Rema real quick, because our interview guest for today, Femi Jr., is on his way here, and I'm so excited to have him to talk a little bit about his music and his recent single that he just released called Focus. I guess I'll quickly just talk about it, but the Rave and Roses album by Rema. We can talk a little bit about the record pressings that there were for that album. From what I know, actually, one of the ones that I wanted to get was actually the green one, because I thought that it went really well with the album cover. The album cover is a kind of like upside down image of a house that's burning. There's like a swing on the top right, and then there's like a bush on the bottom left, and then there's like a sun on the top left. It's really interesting. But there's a green pressing for it. I think it's like a translucent green, and then there's also a black pressing. But that's kind of it when it comes to that vinyl. There's a CD that's actually red, but not too much variety, which I actually don't mind. We're saving the planet one less vinyl at a time. But yeah, without further ado, this is the infamous, the most known song, Calm Down by Rema. We'll come back and we'll get ready for our interview.
My house, I see me got a small one. Ask me Baby, calm down, calm down. Yo, this your body, it puts in my heart for lockdown, for lockdown, oh lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, Fanta, Fanta. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl, oh young girl. No, tell me, no, 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 no.
You cannot love this song. This is Calm Down by Rema. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Discali. That basically wraps up Rema for today. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I hope you guys got to know Rema a little bit more and got to love his music, because I think there are so many African artists out there, Nigerian artists, you name it, that are bringing Afro beats and honestly merging Afro and pop music into one and bringing it to the mainstream world. To name some, we got Tyla, we got Tems, we got Rema, we got Burna Boy. It is just such a pleasure to listen to this type of music. And we're going to talk about it with Femi Jr. Right up next. To give you guys a little bit of an intro of who is Femi Jr. Femi Jr. is actually a Nigerian artist who dabbles in hip-hop, rap, and Afrobeat music. His recent single, Focus, just recently came out in December featuring, I'm pretty sure her name is Fave. Focus featuring Fave, it came out December 13th, 2024. It is pretty much like an Afrobeat song, and it's super fun. When I first listened to it, I was like, this is a vibey song. But yes, Femi Jr. should be joining us any minute now. He is actually here from Vancouver. He is a local Vancouver artist. So that should be good and super interesting to get to know him. And I can't wait to ask him a couple of questions and take him through an interview. But while we await our guest today, I'm going to be playing some of his song to kind of give you guys a little bit of an introduction of who he is. This is off of his most recent album, Peace and Love, that he released in August 28th, 2024. And he has been gracious to provide us three of his songs off of this album. The first one that I want to play for you guys is called Alualon Shala. I think, hopefully, that's how you pronounce it. If not, pardon my pronunciation. But this is Femi Jr.
I go by the name Femi Jr. They are, yeah, look. Oluwalo Nshala, I know say they my corner. I've been in pain, my brother, but I still can't complain, my brother. Some days I bother, I know if you feel my mother. I know she's praying I'm covered, I know she's praying I'm paid my dollars. Oluwalo Nshala, they could not take my peace. Wake and breathe, take my faith as it be. Believe. Don't explain my G, you know go past this week. I'll celebrate my wins. Oluwa lo shala, 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 Oluwa lo shala. Yeah, I get endurance, I don't get any more trauma. You can tell there's horror when I pull up in my Air Jordans. Hey, Joa, Omo, they are not like us. Watch and learn, it goes soon turn my turn. In this life of sin, I'll follow my dreams until it has turned to a lifestyle. You did where I quit, so I follow my knees. They should gather and call me a bastard. Do as I wish for as long as I live. It no matter who they talk for the timeline. There's still no love on the outside. Omo, now only God be the answer. Oluwa lo shala, Oluwa lo shala.
Shala. That was Alua Lanshala by Femi Jr. Just to get us a little bit more accustomed to his music, I do have Omashe next up to play for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my shit, oh my shit, shit. Oh my days, days. Every day, no vacation, them they play. Call it one. Oh my shit, oh my shit, shit. Oh my days. All my days, days, every day, no vacation, them they play, go leg in one.
I play my song, and someday soon I'll conquer. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday, I define food like hustler. Once I leave my crib, I cut my leash and woof like monster. Pay my dues like three and four times, I need to recoup my punch back. Don't need lose my number, you know they talk about numbers. See how they shoot like trussard, tell them they look that scorecard. Me and my guys, we are local, but I take my advice and go. Sounds by Donto, looking at the dancers, Donto. Yeah, because I want my peace, don't mean I'm running from smoke. Man's been calling your phone, where you don't go, where you won't go. Yeah, I know a few guys that are running your home. I know a few guys that pull up with the mask and want your show.
Oh my shit, shit, oh my days, days, every day. No vacation, them they play. Kole ye wan. Oh my shit. Oh my shit, shit. Oh my days. Oh my days, days. Every day. No vacation, them they play. Kole ye wan.
Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host Steve Edge as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but
I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. All right, welcome back to Discali. That was just a little taste of Femi Jr.'s music off of his most recent album, Peace and Love, released back in 2024. I actually have Femi right now in here with me into the CITR radio station. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me, bro. Thank you for having me. It's very nice to meet you. This is my first radio show ever.
Really?
In Canada, I would say. Yeah.
Okay.
In
Vancouver, fair.
It is. Yeah. So,
well,
thank
welcome.
You so much for having me on.
It's the biggest pleasure to have you on radio. Your radio debut here in Canada.
Yeah, man. Thank
that's
you so
super
much.
Super exciting.
Yeah, it is.
We were just playing some of your music off of Peace and Love, your most recent album that came out in August of last year.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to tell us anything about this album?
Yeah, of course. It's a lot. I spent about a year making the album in terms of actually recording and writing, but I feel like it's also not to sound cliche like a rapper, but I've been making it for a while, most of my life, because my music is always represents whatever it is I'm going through at the time. I'm just telling my stories. So Peace and Love is just about me coming to terms with who I am, and just like accepting that, because you know it was a battle for like a long time. So on the album, like the theme is just, you know, I'm at peace, you know, accepting, and also like not only just at peace with, you know, myself, but also the grind that I'm grinding this music thing,
right?
Because like I took like the I went the next level of like taking it, you know, serious. I do music full time. So all of that, I just put all of that in the music. Like, yeah, this is my time. I'm going for it. Everything I have. And that's how I found peace and love, basically. So that's like a summary of what the album is really like, you know.
That's awesome. Honestly, that kind of answered one of my first questions that I had for you, which I was going to ask you to take me through your writing process.
Yeah.
And where you kind of find most of your inspiration. But it seems to be mm-hmm. a very personal process.
It's, yeah. So, I mean, it depends on the song. But as far as peace and love, because it's a personal project, like it's very, very like, you know, just me in my everyday life. You know, I used to work at, like, you know, I used to work a regular job, and a lot of the songs off of the Peace and Love album I wrote like while I was at the job, you know, because like I have producers from back home in Nigeria that would send me a beat, and they might send me a beat during my lunch break or something, right? And then and there I'll listen to it. Maybe I'm just going through some emotions in the moment, and I'll be able to, like, you know, catch something, you know. So as far as peace and love, that's like my writing process, you know. That's how it was mostly just living my life every day and just, you know, writing about it, you know.
That's awesome. That's honestly really cool. I feel like sometimes artists find their biggest inspirations in kind of moments that you don't really expect it. And that's kind of when I guess your emotions are at like the most vulnerable and at the most raw.
Yeah.
And you know, it ends up producing music that you're just very proud of.
Yeah.
And it's just you know, the listeners can tell.
Yeah.
From when we actually listen to your music.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That is such a pleasure.
Yeah.
Concerning the vibe and genre of your music, is there any artist that you wish to someday collaborate with? Big or small, honestly.
For sure. Yeah, so that's the thing about me. I listen to, like, a lot of artists from, obviously, as a, you know, a small artist myself. I have, like, a lot of smaller artist friends. So I'm always listening to, like, independent, you know, artists. But, like, I mean, we're on the radio, so let me say some names that at least people are, like, familiar with. I mean, J. Cole would be on the top of the list for me, because J. Cole is, like, it's, like, my biggest inspiration ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's a thing. And Afrobeats is, like, a genre. I mean, I'm a rapper, but Afrobeats is also what I do. I do Afrobeats and hip-hop, because where I'm from, like, our culture is Afrobeats, right? And the guys that I would like to work with is, like, Burna Boy, you know, Wizkid. These are, like, guys that are really making noise outside of Nigeria. And, like, you know,
absolutely.
In the UK and the US, they're, like, so big. Maybe not so much in Canada yet, but, like, it's part of what we're trying to do to keep spreading the gospel of Afrobeats. So I would say, as far as, like, you know, trying to feature, I would say J. Cole, you know, Wizkid, Burna Boy, you know, all this kind of artists. I'm definitely Thames. I love Thames a lot. Yeah, you know Thames. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, actually, yeah, my next question was, in recent years we've seen African music and Afrobeats make its way into mainstream world with artists such as Tyla, Rema, Burna Boy, and Thames. What is your outlook on this development as an emerging artist, and where do you hope to see it in the future?
Yeah, so I love it, and I love it first for, like, the culture, the music. It's just great music, right? And we've had this going on for a while. It's been, like, guys just, you know, like I said, a lot of the names that you mentioned, Burna Boy and, you know, Wizkid, those guys are, like, at the start of it before, you know, it got to this global sound now. We always knew we had the sound that could go global. It's just timing and everything, right? So I definitely love it that it's going bigger. And as far as, like, me personally, it's good for me because, like, I mean, I'm based here in Vancouver, Canada, right? So this is the environment where I'm trying to, like, actually push my music. So, of course, if my sound is already, like, being, you know, put to the forefront by some other guys, it helps me because it doesn't sound so strange, right? So, like, me, I'm just trying to position myself here in Vancouver. I really believe that we can make some noise in Vancouver because it's music, right? It's like, forget about the language, it's music, right? You know what I mean? And then I rap in English, like, a lot. I just mix it up with, like, my native diction. You know, you might not hear some things when I say them because of the way I say them, but, like, that's just me being original to, like, where I'm from, right? But I believe that, you know, there's a movement here, there's a lot of artists here as well that, like, are in my shoes, you know, like, also guys that maybe came from Nigeria. They've been doing it in Vancouver, like, longer than I, you know, there. So that also helps us because we're building a community. It's, like, strength in numbers, right? So it's not a strange thing that I'm here doing music. It's a lot of us, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I feel good. I think it's a good time for like me and like Afrobeats right now in this space. You know?
I think it's definitely a great time right now to bring in so many more genres of music and what it implies with culture.
Yeah.
I mean, here in Canada, we love to see everyone's different type of music.
Yeah.
I personally love right now, I'm Latino, so I love to hear Latino music come out and have those mainstream artists kind of like start blowing up.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Bad
it's a lot
Bunny.
Of fun. Yeah, I mean, Bad Bunny is like the prime example for it.
Yeah.
But we did have artists such as like Selena Quintanilla and Shakira, you know, really pave the way in for those people.
Someone starts it always.
Exactly. Someone had to like break the walls and push through to have that
for
happen.
Sure. Yeah.
I do want to talk about your most recent single named Focus.
Yeah.
That was an African Afrobeat music.
Mm-hmm.
What can your audience expect from you in the rollout of the song?
Mm-hmm.
And like what was your experience with releasing the song?
So the song came about like it was a very funny story. Like I wasn't trying to make that song because I just dropped an album in August 2024, mm-hmm. right? So we are still rolling it out and like promoting, you know, even at now, because like that should be, you don't just move on from an album.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of songs, right? So in that attempt, like we're trying to work with a lot of artists, like the bigger artists from back home, just to, you know, tap into that audience, right? Fave was one of the people we reached out to for. But we wanted to do a remix for one of my songs on the album,
mm-hmm.
you know, to promote the album, right? But it was one of those songs that it didn't really fit her sound,
mm-hmm.
like, because she does more of, you know, the Afro soul. You hear Focus, it's like, that's what she does, right? The song I sent her was Oh My Shit, which is like a, you know, hard Afro mm-hmm. hip-hop drill song. So she was like, it's not really my sound, but her team wanted to work with me still, you know, because
right.
they thought like, oh, this guy is actually talented. So they were like, can we do like an original song? Hey, of course. That's Fave. She's big, right? So I'm like, yeah, definitely. And then also, I'm a big fan of Fave. Like, all through last year, I was listening to her music, her new songs, stuff like that. So I just felt like, okay, it's the universe is doing something. Like, yeah, okay, let's do it. Like, yeah, so we worked, sent a couple files back and forth, beats and, you know, write songs, you know, vocals. And it turned out good. As far as like promoting it, we're still working on potentially shooting a video at some point. There's the distance between us, but we have plans to meet up somewhere and, you know, shoot some content and, you know, hopefully that happens. I think that would also be a good thing to put on the song.
Yeah, when you sent me over the song, I actually thought your voices blended very, very well. They kind of complemented each other.
Yeah.
And I actually do want to give the audience a chance to listen to the song.
Yes, please.
And have you guys, have you actually talk about it and kind of bring us through it before we wrap up the show for today.
Yes, sir.
But without further ado, this is Focus featuring Fave by Femi Jr.
Yes, sir.
Leave keys.
Hold me like you do.
Advances, it's where you are locked in, that's it. Across the Atlantic, let's go abroad and love it. Anything you want, you can price it. Whatever the cost, whatever the price. Oh God, I don't sign. Let's go to court, let's go and sign. This our love, not the talk of the town. Now here they are calling us Bonnie and Clyde. Your body and waist, don't be long. Somebody might Chris, don't you stop calling my name. You know you my dog, you know you my king.
It's kind of cheap.
Welcome back. That was Focus by Femi Jr. featuring Fave. I mean, you can kind of tell why I really, really like that song. It is such a fun vibe. Yeah. I wanted to start dancing to it.
I appreciate it.
And yeah, phenomenal job. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Take us through that song. Like, yeah, is there anything you want to say?
Yeah, so the song, like you said, it makes you want to dance, right? Mm-hmm. It was tricky writing my parts of that song. Like, maybe I could come out doing that. So Fave had done our parts and sent, you know, the open for me to, you know, work on. And it's not, like, it's what I do. But, like, if you listen to my album, it's a lot more E-pop, mm-hmm. you know. Like, I just started coming out of that zone and trying to go more Afro zone, yeah. you know. So I was still, like, getting comfortable with that. But I had to take my time with it, you know. The first couple verses I wrote, I was like, nah, this is not it, you know. But eventually, like, we got to it. And, you know, over and over again, just part of the process, you know, keep going back, let it sit for a while. But eventually it came together. And she, like you said, our voices, right? What she did was, like, after, like, I recorded my verse and sent it to her, she did those, like, backups, and it just, like, kind of elevated yeah. my stuff, right? So it was really fun. Like, I, up to now, I still listen to the song every day, like, so many times, and I'm still not tired, which is always a testament for me. Like, because when you make music, you've heard it a lot of times before everyone hears it, right? But I'm still listening to it today. So I believe in the song a lot, and we're going to keep promoting it, keep pushing it down there. Definitely appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be on here for sure. So, yeah, that's the plan.
Of course. Going. I'm honestly yeah. so happy that you reached out. I mean, Focus yeah. is a phenomenal song. Yeah. It's so fun to, you know, just get to know new artists because yeah. you never know. I mean, I'm so happy that I was able to find yeah. your music here in Vancouver and yeah. know that you're a local here. That's yeah. that's crazy. And yeah. I'm super happy that you were able to collaborate with Fave.
Yeah.
What would you say was your most, like, favorite part of mm-hmm. being able to collaborate with her, other than, you know, her talent and bringing in her vocals and mm-hmm. backing up and, you know, yeah. giving more power to mm-hmm. your verses?
Yeah.
What was it that really just, like, I guess really inspired you so mm-hmm. much, and what you took out from this experience with Fave?
Is, I think, a lot. But I think one thing I'm carrying with me is, so, like, when you are at the level, a certain level, these guys are, like, super meticulous, like, mm-hmm. with their process, right? Even at the point of the song being ready, and, you know, I was ready as soon as, like, I recorded and the song was ready. Like, yo, let's put it together, clear the song for us, let's start working on the release. There were still a lot of hoops to go over just because yeah. at that level, you know, which is kind of far from where I'm at, is everything is meticulous. So I kind of took that and I've been applying that to my own stuff. It's like, no, leave no stones unturned. Obviously, like you said, we never know, like, you know, what's going to happen. But what you can control is, like, what you do, like,
right.
how much effort and how much everything you just. So far, everything I've been doing after that, down to visuals, down to a little tweet, you know, like mm-hmm. a story post, like, everything, I'm just, like, I think about it a lot more than, you know, before, prior to the collab, you know.
Yeah.
I would say I took that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That basically brings my show to a wrap and awesome. This interview to a wrap. But I do always ask this to artists when they come on the show. Mm-hmm. If you were able to, you know, think of a song or a couple songs if you yeah. want, to give someone that doesn't know you mm-hmm. and to introduce them to your style,
yeah.
what songs would you introduce them to?
What I would say Femi JR, I would say 1992.
Okay.
I have a song titled 1992. It's not quite fit for radio because there's a lot of, like, you know, cursing. I don't know if you could even censor it enough. So 1992, and then on a recent album, there's a song called Meditate, which just speaks to, you know, who I am personally and, you know, how I'm able to stay sane, basically, how I'm able to, you know, this peace thing I talk about, like, what I do to kind of keep that peace, you know. So I would say Meditate for sure if it was on a recent album. Listen to Meditate by Femi JR on all DSPs. It's available right now. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Femi. I appreciate you coming in. So it was an absolute pleasure. Yes, please stream Focus by Femi JR and featuring Fave on all platforms. It is an absolute bop. Yeah. Next up, we do have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch at midday. So definitely stick around for a new episode with Dave. I'll see you guys next week for a new episode of Discali. I will have another interview lined up that day, so that should be exciting. But once again, Femi, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Anytime you want me to come back, yo, I'm here.
Awesome. You let me know. Honestly, send me an email if you ever have some new music.
For sure,
it should be a pleasure.
Thank you so much, man.
All right. Thank you, everyone, and have a great rest of your Friday.
Yeah.